The stretch run suddenly just over 4 months away from the first votes being cast. What are we seeing in Iowa? We will break down the absolute latest there.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. Ron Quince has announced his candidacy for Congressional District 1. Ron Q is a conservative Republican who's lived in Southern Nevada for 20 years. He's no carpetbagger. Ron Q is a successful businessman and philanthropist. He's half the age of Nancy Pelosi, so he is the young blood that we need in Congress. So, Ron, why are you running?
When I look at my 2 little girls and their future, I can't sit around and watch the stupidity that comes out of this White House and continues to be supported by Dina Titus. These people are nuts, and they're dangerous. They trample on the Constitution, they are ruining our economy, putting dangerous criminals back on the streets, and opening our borders to killer drugs and human trafficking. And they declared war against our families, our values, and our cherished institutions. My family legally immigrated here 40 years ago to pursue a dream of freedom. Now I must pursue that freedom for our community. It's time to take back our country.
Thanks, Ron. For more information on his campaign, go to RonQForYou.com.
Paid for by Ron Quince for Congress.
It's Kevin,
Danny,
and Greg,
your host on At the Close of the Mortgage Show.
Brought to you by GFL Capital Mortgage.
We're here every week
to help inform, update, and educate you.
Find out the best ways to navigate financing when purchasing a home or refinancing a loan in today's volatile real estate market.
So to gain financial literacy,
to get the right information,
and have some fun,
tune in to At the Close of the Mortgage Show every Saturday from noon to 1.
Right here on 670 AM KMZQ.
Boom.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
You're listening to Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I don't know about you, but I never get tired of hearing the stories of 9/11. They are so inspiring. Britt Hume was a managing editor at Fox News at the time, back in 2001, on 9/11. This is how he told America about what was going on in New York, in the Pentagon, and in Pennsylvania. This is Britt Hume from Fox News all those many years ago, 22 years ago yesterday. Here it is.
This is the time of night I normally would be saying welcome to Washington, but Washington this day is a place where not even the President of the United States was considered safe. The Pentagon is on fire after a terrorist attack. The Capitol and nearly all other federal buildings were evacuated. This after a day like no other in this city or this country's history, a day where even the extraordinary events that occurred here in Washington were overshadowed by the horror of what took place in New York.
So your reflections on this day and kind of what has happened to the country since?
Well, of course, you never forget something like that. I'll never forget it. And I remember trying very hard that day to have the proper sense of urgency in reporting I did on the Washington part of that story without sounding panicky or anything of the kind. And I also remember thinking, this country is not going to be the same again for a very long time, if ever. And what was striking to me about it was how the country came together. You know, we had political divisions at that time which were just about as deep as they are now. But the country really rallied. I remember Al Gore saying of George W. Bush that the man with whom he'd had a bitter 37-day fight over the outcome of the election, he is my president. And the country really was united. And the effect of our ability to deter further attacks, which nearly everybody thought were coming, I think was allowed things to return more or less to normal far sooner than I imagined. And the unfortunate part of that was that the political divisions which had characterized that era returned pretty quickly too.
Just incredible. But the stories from 9/11, 22 years ago yesterday, absolutely incredible. Coming up, believe it or not, the man who whispered in the ear of the former president, America is under attack. You'll hear his story of that little piece of history that he is a major part of. He's Andy Card, the former chief of staff to George W. Bush. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
The Las Vegas Aces open the playoffs tomorrow night in their quest to become the first WNBA team to win back-to-back titles since the LA Sparks did so in 2001 and 2002. The Aces will host the Chicago Sky at T-Mobile Arena in Game 1 of the opening round in a best-of-three series. The Las Vegas Aviators open a six-game road trip in Texas tonight against the Round Rock Express. They'll return to Las Vegas Ballpark 1 week from tonight for their final homestand of the season against the Reno Aces. After winning their opener in Denver, the Las Vegas Raiders are still on the road. They'll be in Buffalo where the Bills are 9.5-point favorites ahead of Sunday's game. UNLV football will try to find their way back to the win column in Week 3. They're hosting Vanderbilt at Allegiant Stadium on Saturday.
The Biggest Sports Report is brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. when Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month for news, weather, and emergency information. A new bill in Congress would make sure AM radio remains in cars. Because when cell and internet services are down, this free service could be your only lifeline. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress to support the AM Radio for Every Vehicle Act.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to 4 messages a month, and you may text STOP to STOP.
This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
It's KMZQ Traffic, brought to you by Findlay Chevrolet, located on 215 and South Rainbow, home of the...
Reports of a new accident at the Spaghetti Bowl on I-95 southbound, right where it meets up with I-15. Earlier problems through the resort corridor. Looks like they finally got that pushed out of the travel lanes. The accident was on I-15 southbound between Flamingo and between Spring Mountain and Flamingo, rather, on the southbound side of I-15. That left side of the freeway was blocked. Looks like they're all open now, but a lot of leftover delay there. You're going to notice the braking on I-15 southbound as you come out of the Spaghetti Bowl all the way down toward Tropicana. Also still working a wreck on the east side of town on Flamingo eastbound just past 95. A 20% chance of late morning thunderstorms, otherwise mostly sunny afternoon with highs near 96 degrees. 81 right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget, coming up top of the hour, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com and the editor-in-chief of TheNevadaGlobe.com. Fascinating reading. And, of course, everybody's still talking about the corruption in Carson City on the part of Democrats. We'll talk about that. Yesterday, of course, we were consumed by the 22nd anniversary of 9/11. And it was so amazing, and all the memories that kept flooding back. And I'd gotten away from it for, you know, a year or two, where I just didn't engage. But there was just a tremendous amount of talk about it yesterday on cable news, including Andy Card. If you don't remember who Andy Card is, he was the chief of staff under George W. Bush. And he was the one that at that school in Sarasota, Florida, whispered in the ear of the then president that America was under attack. This was Andy Card yesterday on Fox.
Andy and Britt, thank you for being here. Andy, I know over the 22 years I've had you on, and we've talked about that day, that moment, that you're down in Sarasota, Florida with the president and giving him the news as he's talking to school children about the attacks that are underway. Every year, what happens for you? We look at this video of that whisper in the ear, and we say, you know, this was a moment where the president is finding out for the first time. What do you think about on this day in reflection?
I know that the message that I was delivering to the president was a message that is very rare, and the president certainly didn't want to have it. And at the venue was even more obscure. You wouldn't have thought the message would be delivered in a classroom of second graders in front of a press pool where the president really couldn't respond to what I said to him. He just had to digest what I said to him. A second plane hit the second tower. America is under attack. I was very impressed that his response did nothing to generate any fear among those second graders. It didn't demonstrate fear to the terrorists, which would have been satisfied if the president had said, oh, my God, a falling on the floor or whatever. but I was very impressed with how he had digested what I said to him. I honestly believe he reflected on the unique responsibility he had to protect and defend the Constitution of the United States. And he rose to the challenge and did a remarkable job of leading in the days following that attack. But that visit in the classroom presented an iconic photograph. You know that I am not an iconic person, but that photograph does define an era, and the 9/11 era is still with us. It's very important that we keep our promise never to forget, but it's even more important that those of us who do remember it communicate to the younger generation exactly what happened that day and the remarkable way America responded. First of all, people responded that day by running toward the challenge rather than away from it. All of those firefighters and EMTs that responded by going into the belly of the beast. And many of them made sacrifices that were ultimate sacrifices. And then the thousands of people who responded by saying, I'm going to sign up and help this country recover and make sure that it never happens again. And the thousands of people that did that, we owe a debt of gratitude to them. And remembering that day is very important.
Andy Card, the Bush chief of staff who delivered the news to then-President George W. Bush that America was under attack. That's something I will never, ever, ever, ever forget. You want to talk about an image that you know, is going to be with us for a long, long time. That is it. Coming up, everybody's wondering what Joe Manchin's going to do. Is he going to run for president? Is he going to try and run for re-election? He, by the way, is behind in the polls in West Virginia and probably will not be re-elected, at least not as a Republican. Maybe, you know, as an independent? I don't know. Anyway, we'll talk about that, and you'll get a chance to hear Joe Manchin in his own words. He sounds like a presidential candidate. I'll just give you a sneak peek. He sounds like a presidential candidate. We'll get to that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Debunking both liberal and conservative rhetoric. Dan Bongino, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The IRS is hiring 87,000 new agents. It's not a matter of if, but when you or your small business will be audited. Hey, Mike Rasmussen here. You need to be prepared when the notice arrives. That's why you need my friends at RevRex. It's revenue reconciliation made easy. When the IRS audits you, they access third-party databases such as your credit cards, banks, and your point-of-sale system to find underreported income. In many cases, though, that income is not underreported. How do you prove it? RevRex. As a small business owner, you make a buck, you report that buck. Don't let the IRS or any tax agency estimate your bucks. RevRex does not replace your CPA. It's an online tool to assist you and your CPA before you hear from the IRS. Beat the IRS to the punch. Get your data. Get protected. Get RevRex. That's RevRex.com. RevRex.com.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food.
Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll be checking top of the hour for the hourly news, but I'll give you a little sneak preview. Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, is ready to endorse the Joe Biden impeachment inquiry, setting up a possible vote sometime over the course of the next couple of weeks. This will be interesting. By the way, speaking of interesting, I was all set for the debut of Aaron Rodgers as the new quarterback for the New York Jets, Monday Night Football, the Buffalo Bills, Josh Allen. But it evaporated four snaps in, but the Jets still won the game. Unbelievable. Mark Thomas at the Sports Desk, you've been following this story all morning. It's incredible what happened last night. I was in a sports bar here locally, and people were cheering like crazy for the Jets. I mean, they absolutely love the Jets, the underdog. What an amazing story last night, and all on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, an otherwise dull game turned pretty exciting there in overtime. But yeah, the four and out is what's really the big story. Four plays and out, that is, and that's for the likely for the season. Aaron Rodgers suffered what they are thinking is a significant Achilles tendon injury. Now, he's going to undergo an MRI today, so we're going to know more soon. Now, that Achilles is not something you come back with in week two or three, or sometimes the entire season's a wash. I've seen careers end because of something like this. So we don't want to jump the gun yet. What we do focus on here in Las Vegas is the important, the real hard-hitting stuff, and that's what does this do to the Jets Super Bowl odds? It's pretty impactful. Caesars moved the line from 16-1 to 36-1. That's not often you see an undefeated team Super Bowl odds plummet like that after a win. They're 65-1 at FanDuel. So a lot of impact went on for this next Sunday's game. The Jets were 3-point road underdogs against the Cowboys. But that line has the Cowboys now at 7.5 after this injury.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Wow. Well, the important thing is, at least for the short term, is it doesn't look like he's going to be playing anytime soon. if at all. Is that right?
If that is the case, that it isn't they're saying it doesn't look good. It's not good. We don't know officially if it's an Achilles injury. If it is, yeah, I don't know if you see him until if this season at all, not until week 15 or more, I would think.
Yeah, that's incredible. And of course, Zach Wilson, I guess, is the new number one quarterback for the Jets.
Looked good last night. Really rallied his team, and he kept them in the game. So did the defense too.
Yeah, that was amazing. Mark, keep track of that. If you get any results on the MRI, let me know. Okay,
I'm on it.
Thank you, man. Mm-hmm. Joe Manchin. Everybody's asking, what's Joe Manchin going to do? We've done this before on legislation that he broke ranks with his Democrat brothers and sisters. Broke ranks and voted with the Republicans. Now the question is, what's going to happen to him in the presidential race? Will he run as a third-party candidate? Will he run at all? Or will he – there are all kinds of rumblings that he might do something else with his life other than politics, education. University of West Virginia, that kind of thing. We will find out. I found it interesting, though, and this is cut four, guys. This is Joe Manchin on with Neil Cavuto yesterday, sounding very much like a common sense presidential candidate. Here's Joe Manchin from yesterday.
Just 3 months ago, the Fiscal Responsibility Act that Kevin McCarthy and President Biden sat down and worked out, a spending of defense and non-defense, and I think it was a total of about $1.590 trillion. Both sides are not even agreeing to that now.
Right.
Can't we just agree to the deal that was made? It had us going in the right direction. It wasn't enough, but we started turning the tide. But you can't just bust those budget caps. You can't just say, well, we're not spending enough, so the Democrats are upset. You can't say that, well, we're going to cut drastically, such as what the Republicans on the House side have been saying. Just honor the bill that basically was signed and we all voted for.
Does the president make your job more difficult, sir? By that I mean we're looking at now a deficit of $1.5 trillion, and that's just for the first 11 months as we wrap up the final month of the fiscal year, versus about $946 billion a year ago. But he often crows about the great improvements he's made in the deficit and the debt when it's piled on by trillions. Does that bother you?
Well, that bothers me tremendously. We're pushing right at $33 trillion of debt. When you look at debt to GDP, we've never been in these types of numbers or even close to it since World War II. And there we're trying to defend ourselves and save a nation and save the world, if you will. Yeah. Here, this is all self-inflicted, Neil, and you can't continue down this road. We're going to be spending close to $600 billion just on interest of the debt.
So what do you do, Senator? What do you do? I mean, I know you've addressed this and you've expressed great concern for it. You're running for re-election in the Senate. That's an uphill battle. Many have said you're contemplating an independent third-party bid for the White House. What are your plans?
Well, my plans are this, to speak of the common sense, the people in basically that have to live their lives. They have to balance their budget. They can't have 21 years of deficit spending. 21 years here in the United States, we've spent more than we've taken in. And you look at, people can't make it 21 months or 21 days of deficit spending.
So what do you personally do to change that, Senator?
My personal thing, first, let's just start with this. I would vote to support the Fiscal Responsibility Act that was passed. No more spending on the side of where the Democrats on the Senate have said and Republicans have come to an agreement. The only thing that they agreed on that kept it bipartisan was to spend more money. Both sides, Democrats and Republicans, in the Senate. Now, the House is saying we're going to cut it to the quick. We have to put immediately a bipartisan, bicameral, fiscal responsibility crew together. And we'd have to get a vote on the floor of anything we came out that was sensible and reasonable.
That's Joe Manchin sounding very much like a presidential wannabe. And again, he's going to have to, if he's going to go third party, he's going to have to do that relatively soon to make sure he can get on the ballot in all 50 states. But Joe Manchin is a fascinating guy. And in fact, very quickly, let's see if we can. Well, in fact, no. In fact, I don't have time right now. We'll try and do it in the next segment. I'll let you hear Joe Manchin talking with Fox about presidential politics. which I think all of us are wondering about. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Tuesday edition, Clay Travis, Buck Sexton show. We're moving down the stretch run suddenly, just over 4 months away from the first votes being cast. What are we seeing in Iowa? We will break down the absolute latest there.
9 to noon on AM 670 KMZQ.
Bill O'Reilly here, and I'm warming up. Stand by for the O'Reilly update.